Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Jackass Bishop News. And that's probably the song your bishop is singing. You know, this coming Sunday, yes, this coming Sunday will be Christmas Day. And many saints are going to be filing towards the pastor with gifts and envelopes and, you know, all kinds of things for the bishop. But the bishop really knows deep down inside that he doesn't deserve to get anything because he's been bad all year. The bishop has not been feeding the flock. The bishop has not been visiting the flock. The bishop has not been doing what a bishop is supposed to do, which is to protect the flock. The bishop's been misbehaving all year long. And doesn't deserve anything for Christmas. Doesn't even deserve a salary. Doesn't even deserve to keep his post as pastor. But he's being propped up. There are people in the church who can't discern. There are people in the church who don't know any better. And so this coming Sunday, the 25th, oh, is he going to be loaded down? He's going to be loaded down with gifts, even though deep down in his heart, he knows he shouldn't be getting nothing for Christmas, nothing, because your bishop does this most of the time. He gets in the pulpit week after week and brays like a donkey. Instead of doing what bishops of old to do. You know, bishops of old, bishops in the 40s, bishops in the 50s and in the 60s and even in the 70s, we had bishops who did this for the flock.
Now therefore, give me this mountain, asking God for big things. Asking God for big things. That was an old minister in Mississippi who used to pastor out near a little rural community or any rural community near a small village town by the name of Tutwiler. Minister is now asleep. Passed on a few years ago. He used to say on Sunday night in his services, children, we're going to have a big time tonight. We're going to aim at the moon. But if we fall among the stars, we will still be on high ground. And so I think there's a great deal of philosophy. There's a great deal of logic. There's a great deal of truth. There's wholesome advice, not only in connection with worship services or any kind of services, as for that matter. I think throughout the whole of our lives, we ought to aim at the moon. And if we fall among the stars, we'll still be on high ground. Some people are too easily satisfied. Some people have never arisen to their better or best selves. All of us cannot be the best, but we certainly all can be our best. And very seldom do we have incentive enough to rise to the best that's in us. We compromise. We stop at that will do. We do not strive and aim high and then work to achieve that aim. Many of you who are listening to me tonight could be so much further in life, could be so much stronger in grace, if you really try. Some of you could be better church members. Some of you could be better husband. Some of you could be better provider. But for the fact that you have become satisfied with what you are and what you are doing. Some of you complain about what you do not have. Don't you know if you really tried, you could have that very thing that you're complaining about? Your aim is not high enough. And if it is high, you do not work hard enough to achieve it. You ought to do like Caleb did in the text. Turn your eyes away from the ease of life. Lift your gaze toward the mountain range of possibility. Lift your eyes toward the mountain range of accomplishments. And pick out one of the topmost peaks and say, Lord, give me this mountain. Give me. I know it will cost me a little something. I know I must suffer and sacrifice, but Lord, give it to me. And if you back up that price with faith, with determination, with courage, with perseverance, God will give it to you.
There you go. There's a 4 minute, 40 second message. That's 4 minutes and 40 seconds. There's no braying. There's no jackass behavior. That's a bishop being a bishop. That's a bishop on a Sunday night preaching the word of God with power and authority. That's just his introduction to the text where Caleb said to Moses, give me this mountain. God promised me this mountain. This mountain is mine. Give it to me. That's 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Back in 1950, a preacher, when bishops were bishops. Today, this is what we get. This is what we get when we get one of these bishops in the pulpit. This is what we get for 2 hours. Now, your bishop knows that from those in the congregation who discern, from those in the congregation who have the Spirit of the Lord resting upon them, he knows that from those in the congregation who know their Bible, he knows they're not getting anything from them. And from those who are blind, for those who can't hear the Spirit of God, to those who have ears but can't hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, from those who are spiritually blind. He knows he's getting a boatload of stuff this coming Sunday. And he's walking around singing, humming to himself, I'm getting nothing for Christmas because I've been a bad boy. But I would encourage you, saints. I would encourage you. I'm talking to the discerning ones. I'm talking to those who have the Spirit of the Lord resting upon them. I'm talking to those who know their Bible inside out. I'm talking to those who know that that man should not be in the pulpit under his present condition. But I'm going to encourage you to get him something for Christmas. I'm going to encourage you to get him a copy of the book, Jackass Bishops, because that is a soul that needs saving. That is a soul that needs to be turned around. That is a soul that desperately needs to make a U-turn. So you want to do something good this Sunday? You want to be a blessing to somebody? You really want to give somebody a gift worth giving? Give them a copy of the book, Jackass Bishops. Just go to paganbishops.com. Type that into your computer search bar, paganbishops.com. It's a one-page website. It's not complicated at all. Go right down to the bottom of the page where it says donate. Donate your $15, and we will send you a PDF copy. We will send you an electronic copy of the book, Jackass Bishops. And even though your bishop doesn't deserve anything for Christmas, be Christ-like. Be a soul winner this Sunday. Throw your bishop a lifeline. Get him a copy of Jackass Bishops.
Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in two pieces. Somebody snitched on me. I did a dance on mommy's plans. Climbed in for my pants. Filled that sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me.